Open Borders Activists Balk at Red States Busing Illegal Aliens to Blue States. By John Binder on August 1, 2022. Open Borders activists are balking at red states taking immigration enforcement into their own hands by busing border crossers and illegal aliens to blue states and cities like New York and Washington, D.C. In April, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., announced that state officials would begin chartering buses to transport border crossers and illegal aliens to Washington, D.C., and other cities. As a result, Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking President Joe Biden to deploy the National Guard after she said about 4,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the region over the last few weeks. Illegal immigration to D.C., Bowser said, is at a tipping point. Similarly, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has warned New Yorkers that illegal immigration to the city is likely to cripple the healthcare system and infrastructure as well as overwhelm schools and neighborhoods. Now, mass migration activists argue that Abbott's order may not be legal. There are ongoing questions about what authority they have to bus people from one location to another, Aaron Reichlin Melnick with the American Immigration Council told the Texas Tribune. Legally speaking, is that immigration enforcement? I still don't know. The number of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in D.C. and New York City pales in comparison to those arriving in America's small border communities. In Texas border towns, alone, nearly 130,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were caught crossing the border in June. Most recently, in the small town of Normandy, Texas, with a population of just 29 residents, about 400 border crossers and illegal aliens crossed into the area this month. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.